Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about organisation. It is true that the more organised and systematic we can be, the less likely we are to experience stress. When we feel in control of situations, when we can plot a course and know what we're going to do, we feel less overwhelmed and we feel better as a result of that. We also, our decision making is better in that space as well. So I've got a few tips this week for how we can maintain control and how we can set a structure around the things that we need to do. My first tip, and it seems simple, but is really, really important whenever we feel overwhelmed, is to look at what it is that we actually need to do. Sometimes we can be so overwhelmed by the wall of tasks and chores. Sometimes they can seem so big that it's hard to find the point to start. And so just making a list and looking at exactly what it is that needs to be done can be incredibly empowering. And also it means that you start to look at things from a third person perspective and disengage a little bit from the task at hand, which also helps to reduce stress. My second tip is to then start to put some dates next to each of those items that might be occurring. As I said, some of them might be things that carry over. Some of them may be things that we are continually working on over the course of a month or two. Or some of them may be very, very firm and fixed deadlines. But I think just having the dates and just by writing those dates, they're a little bit clearer and allows you the opportunity to develop a little bit of a timeline for what needs to be done. And also, this is a really, really good opportunity to develop a sustainable structure. Some of the things that we do in our life need to be done daily. Some of them need to be done weekly. And so it just is a good opportunity for us to find the best way, the path of least resistance for fitting these things in. And this is something that I think we need to continually evaluate and reevaluate, because whether we're aware of it or not, our life changes all the time. Our kids get a little bit older. The things that we need to take care of change throughout the course of the year. So we need to be continually evaluating and re-evaluating the structure of our week and the best way to try and do things. And sometimes when we're able to step outside of that, because it's such a habit, we make a very small change, but it seems so dramatic because things just get that much easier as a result. We've just been doing them in a certain way at a certain time because of habit itself. So my next tip is to schedule nothing. So it's really, really important to try and keep some gaps in whatever schedule we create. And those gaps can be important things for self-care, taking that lunch break that Australians really, really struggle to do. Or it can also just be gaps, a little bit of extra wriggle room for fitting in the things that also may come up, that we're almost planning for some things to not go our way. And so therefore, by creating a little bit of extra room, we've been able to absorb what we need to in any of the changes that are likely to occur. My last tip is to just keep in mind as much as possible and remember as often as possible that the world doesn't always play by our rules. The world has its own game plan, and we're not necessarily always 100% privy to that. And so just having a flexible mindset and accepting change, accepting things are out of our control, it can be incredibly important in reducing stress and allowing us to remain adaptive. So try a new game plan this week with Mind Games.